This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The former Clear Creek County Sheriff's deputy charged with killing Boulder resident Christian Glass when he called 911 for help is proceeding to a trial in April. In a court appearance yesterday, Andrew Buin and his attorneys talked about what could be admitted during a trial and the schedule for jury selection. Glass was shot and killed by Buin in 2022 in his car after he called for help when it was stuck. Home sales in the Denver area may be starting to pick up after a lackluster year. CPR's Sarah Mulholland on a new report from the Denver Metro Association of Realtors.
The number of homes pending a sale jumped more than 40% in January compared to the prior month, according to the report. That could be because mortgage rates declined after reaching highs not seen for decades. Mortgage rates are still a lot higher than they were 2 years ago. U.S. regulators raised interest rates to combat inflation. They're expected to start lowering them sometime this year. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The U.S. Supreme Court hears a landmark election case from Colorado later this week. Krista Kafer joined the lawsuit to disqualify former President Donald Trump. She got involved after recalling an old Aesop's fable.
All the mice get together, a congress of mice, if you will, and they say, well, if we put this bell on this cat, we'll hear him coming. He won't be able to eat us. But not a single mouse stepped forward to bell the cat. And as I've kind of just thought about everything about this issue, I thought if this is the right thing to do, somebody's got to bell the cat.
In December, the state Supreme Court concluded Trump participated in an insurrection and barred him from Colorado's GOP primary. In Denver, cloudy with a high around 54 today. In Colorado Springs, mostly cloudy and around 60 degrees. This is CPR News in KRCC.